Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, I want to talk to you from the subject, waiting and wanting. Waiting and wanting. In the Word of God, often it talks about this principle of waiting on God. So much of our life is spent waiting. I think it'd be pretty safe to say if I were to ask anybody in this room, who loves waiting? I'm pretty sure nobody in here would raise their hand, that everybody would be like, you know, I'll let other people wait for me, or if there's a way I can get out of waiting. I don't know if you went to a restaurant and there's even a 5-minute wait and you're like, it looks like we gotta go somewhere else, babe. There's a 5-minute wait. Waiting. We're not used to waiting. We don't like waiting, and yet a lot of our life is spent waiting. And so when we talk about waiting on God, yeah, I think we're like, man, I don't understand why I have to wait. What does waiting do in my walk with God? Why would God have me wait? But waiting is so important for us to receive what we're going to receive from God. If we don't understand how to wait on God, then we'll be limited in how we receive from God, because some things only come through waiting on Him. Some things only happen in our hearts through waiting on Him. And oftentimes waiting happens when we're living life and we are confronted with a trial or a problem or an issue that we'd rather get through, and yet we have to wait, because our God is less concerned about solving our problems than He is about His purpose for our lives. And if we make our walk with Him about solving problems, then we will circumvent what He wants to do, because He has a purpose that's bigger than the problem that you're walking through. Don't get your eyes on the problem. Say, God, what are you trying to do in me and through me? Why am I here at this time? Because the righteous person, the righteous woman or man's steps, the Bible says, are ordered of the Lord. So He has you there for a purpose. He has you there because it's part of His plan. But seeing that, receiving what He has for us comes through waiting on Him. David is a guy we meet in the Bible. He's an awesome man of God. The Bible says he literally has, he's a man after God's own heart. And he writes many of the Psalms that we read in the Bible that are prayers and worship to God. And over 20 times in the Psalms, it talks about waiting on God. It talks about how you wait on God and what waiting on God does. And in Psalm 62, we read this, that I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. Psalm 62, verse 5 says, let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is from Him. And I want to give you a few principles on waiting on God, that if you apply these to your lives, you meditate on the Word of God, it can really transform how you pray and how you think about what you're walking through. And if you wait on Him, you'll watch Him move and you'll really receive from Him what He wants to do in your life. The first thing I want us to think about is waiting in silence. That verse in Psalm 62 says, my soul waits in silence. My soul waits quietly before God, waiting in silence. You know, if you're walking through something, oftentimes we'd like to talk our way out of it, don't we? Man, if we can just say enough, maybe I can make a few calls and solve this problem. Maybe I can talk to somebody who knows a little bit more than I do. Maybe if I just sit down with that person, I can solve the problem. Maybe if I just talk it out of my mind enough, I can solve the problem. Maybe if I think about this hard enough, then I can solve the problem. And it's a lot of talking and a lot of thinking and a lot of solving and a lot of going. But sometimes God wants us to pray and then just be quiet, because He wants to speak to us, because He has things to say to us. Sometimes God wants us to pray and just be silent, Because that silence implies, God, I don't know what to do. You know, there are some things we know what to do in. We know what to pray for. We know that it's God's will to build this church. And when we pray, we're praying, God, if we pray, God, build your church. God, Lord, save people at camps. We know we're praying the will of God into existence. We know we're praying the will of God. But there's some things we don't know. And that's a good thing to remind yourself about, that when you come before God and you're maybe walking through a trial, that before you start running at a solution, that maybe you don't have all the answers. Before you start really calling down an answer from God to say, God, I'm going to wait to hear from you. I'm going to wait in silence till you speak to me. You don't know if God wants you to buy that car. You may like that car, but you don't know. You got to wait. God, do you want me to do that? You don't know if God wants you to quit your job. You may want to quit your job, but you got to wait. You don't know if God wants you to marry that girl. You may want to marry that girl, but you got to wait. And if you don't wait, and you don't hear from the Lord, and you don't quiet your heart before God and allow him to speak to you, then you're going to make a mistake that's outside of what God's best would be for you because you didn't wait. And oftentimes we want to go into the presence of God and we want to say, God, here's the issue, now go. But it doesn't work that way all the time with God. Sometimes God says, we say, God, here's what I'm walking through, here's what I need, here's what I want you to speak to me on, and we hear nothing. And then we think, well, I guess I better just solve this problem on my own. But that's not what God wants us to do. God's saying nothing because he wants us to sit in his presence and wait. He wants us to be quiet. He wants us to quiet our hearts before him. He wants to speak to us about what we're going through. He wants to speak to us about that situation. He has things he wants to do, but it's going to require us saying, God, what you want to do in this situation is more important than what I think. It's more important than what they said. It's more important than how it looks like this should be navigated, because you know more than I know, so I'm going to wait and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to quiet my heart before you. You know, there's something really valuable about a quiet heart. And if we are constantly, you know, sometimes we just go in and there is much to say about crying out to God for something. And this doesn't mean you don't call out to God. But sometimes we can say, I'm going to call out to God, I'm going to call out to God, I'm going to call out to God. And we're talking. God, do this. God, I want you to do this. God, I want you to do this, without thinking, God, is this something you want me to do? Because maybe God, as you wait and you're silent, will say, you know what? I want you to go this direction. I want you to pray that into existence. Wow. That you're headed this way, but I want you to go that way. That this thing that you're walking through, I got wisdom for you, right, but you're going to have to wait, and you're going to have to listen, and you're going to have to be quiet. That silence, my soul waits quietly, waiting in silence, waiting to receive from what God has for us, waiting in submission. That part of waiting on God is a submission to recognize that it's not about you and it's not about what you want to do. It's about what he wants to do. And that's really hard. Yeah. Submission that says, God, I trust you. God, that maybe my desired outcome isn't your desired outcome. That God, maybe my desired timeline isn't your desired timeline. In fact, waiting and time kind of go together, don't they? Waiting takes time. The very idea of waiting is giving time. Time that could be devoted to solving the problem. Time that could be devoted to resting. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to seek God on this. I'm going to wait on God rather than doing something that potentially or by perception, I could think could be more effective in the natural. Yeah, it seems like it'd be more effective to me, get on this, you know? I better start doing something about it. I better start making some headway. And God will start to use that situation after you pray. The Bible doesn't say this, but it's a good phrase. I was about to say the Bible said it, but then you'd be looking for it, and then you'd write me an email and say, actually, it doesn't say that. But it is a good phrase. You can do more than pray after you pray, but you can't do more than pray until you pray. You can do more than pray after you pray, but you can't do more than pray until you pray. The most effective thing you can do is pray. First pray. First hear from God, and it submits you to the will of God. You're not praying your will into existence. You're praying His will into existence. You're submitting yourself to His timeline and saying, God, I know I'm not going to get in a rush about this. It doesn't mean you don't move. Waiting on God is still, there's an activeness in it, and yet that you are looking to Him. But it does mean that you're saying, God, being with You and hearing from You and submitting to You and recognizing Your authority in this situation and sitting quietly till I hear from You is more important than anything else I could do right now. So when you're tired and you want to rest and it seems like, man, I'm walking through a lot right now and the best thing I could do is get some sleep, doesn't mean sleep is bad, but prayer is more important than sleep. And you have to recognize that and submit yourself. God, I don't know what You want to do on this. And God, I'm limited on my time. So God, I'm going to take time and I'm going to seek You and I'm going to wait on You and I'm going to set other things that might seem like they'd be a high priority aside until I've waited on You to submit to You, to submit to what You want to do. Because in yourself, you will not be submissive to God. In ourselves, we are not naturally submissive to Him. You know, that's why Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That you may know the good thing that you should do, but only if you pray are you going to see that happen. Only if you wait on God, and that submission of waiting on God prepares your heart for the moment when later on you're going to need to do what's right and submit to Him again. You've already prepared yourself in prayer to do what He's going to call you to do in submission by waiting on Him. Waiting in submission, waiting and receiving. Waiting and receiving. And honestly, submission sets us up to receive. It's our submission to God that sets us up to receive from God. For some of you, there are areas in your life that you haven't submitted to God, and it's hindering you from receiving from Him. You need to give that relationship to Him. You need to give that dream to Him. You need to give that past situation to Him. You need to submit it. You've held on to bitterness. You've held on to things in your heart that are keeping you from receiving because you won't submit. And that submission will come in waiting on God, being in His presence. And saying, God, I can't handle this. I don't know how to uproot this. I don't know how to deal with this. Submit. Because waiting then leads to receiving. It sets our heart up to receive. It sets our heart up to receive from the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 3 says this, listen to my voice in the morning. David's praying, Lord, each morning I bring my request to You and wait expectantly. Biblical waiting always expects to receive. Waiting on God is not like, I'll wait on God and maybe He'll do something about this. Maybe He'll move. Now, you don't know what He'll do, but you expect Him to move. You expect Him to act in response to waiting. Psalm 27, verse 13, yet I'm confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. I'm confident I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm confident I'm going to see God's goodness. I'm confident He's going to move, but yet I wait. Yet I wait. Oftentimes we just want to see it now, and if we don't see it now, we just guess it's not going to happen or God doesn't care. But God's asking us to wait because He wants us to receive. You know, I'll tell you this, that if you're in the presence of the Lord and you set your heart to wait, you know, you present your request to God and then you say, God, I'm going to wait on you. And I'm going to lay it down before you. It's almost that image of laying it down. It's saying, God, here's the request, setting it down, do whatever you want to do with it. In his presence, I promise you it's powerful because you open your hands and you say, God, now what do you want to do? And God begins instantly to fill you with his presence. And you have not received the solution. You have not solved the problem. He may have not touched the problem yet or touched the situation, but that waiting, that posture of waiting instantly opens you up to his presence. That God wants you to receive. That God wants to do good to you. And then you wait expectantly. That's the cool thing about waiting, is it builds your faith. It causes you to say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to look, but I'm looking. I'm looking for what you're going to do. I'm looking for how you're going to move. I'm looking for where you're going to drop it in. It's not this like, yeah, I prayed about that, and then you forget about it, but you're walking through your day literally looking for God to answer your prayer. That's a cool way to live, because you're going to find you're talking to somebody, and you're like, wait a second. That's what I was praying about. And you, like, God gives you a little bit of wisdom. Or you're going to find that something moves in that situation. Or you're going to find that God gives you a little bit of courage and a little bit of strength that you didn't have because you opened your hands up to receive. And you didn't say, God, it's not about my timeline. It's not about what I can do. It's not about what I can say. But all of a sudden, I feel like I have a solution. All of a sudden, I feel like I have new strength for this situation because I'm waiting on you and I'm receiving. Waiting opens you up to receiving. And I think sometimes we go into the presence of God and we're so focused on what we need that we forget that there's a relational interaction with God, that God's a generous God, and that if we don't take our eyes off of what we need, then we can't receive from him because we're looking in the wrong place. We're looking at the wrong direction, that God wants to give us something, but he may not want to give you what you're asking for. But he still wants to give you something. And it still will help you with what you're walking through. Sometimes we want an answer and God wants to give us strength. Sometimes we want an answer and God wants to give us endurance. Sometimes we want an answer and God's saying, you know what? As you wait on me, I'm going to give you strength. And people are going to see that in your life. And they're going to watch me take you through it. And it's going to be a miracle that they can say only God could take somebody through that. Only God could move. Oh, that man, what is going on with you? Because there's something different about you. And you're going to be like, shoot, I don't know. I just spend time in the presence of God and that's it. And they're like, but your situation hasn't changed. And you're like, oh, I know I'm praying for that, but I don't need that. I just need him. I'm praying for that, but I don't need that. I just need his presence. I just need his strength. And I got enough. I got all that I need. And you stop talking about what you need, and you start talking about him. That's what waiting will do. And as you open up to receive, and that receiving, that God is good. God's got good things for you. You know, that's not a selfish thought. To think that God has something good for you is not selfish. It's on him. Who's got the good things? He does. Who's giving it? He is. Who is the one who's having mercy to somebody who doesn't deserve it? He is. So let's not look at what we deserve. Let's not look at what all ourselves and about, man, is this selfish to want something for God? Let's just look at him and say, God, it's not about me. So I don't know what you're going to give me, but I know you're going to give me what I need. And I know you love me. I know you're generous. God is generous. God loves you. I know I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. God rises to show. It's interesting that word rises to, God waits to show mercy. He rises to show compassion. That God loves to pour his blessing into his children's lives. That will make you want to wait. But you have to do that in order to receive it. You have to say, God, I'm here to receive from you. And Lord, I'm willing to take time and I'm willing to wait. Because, God, I just want what you have for me. I just want to know what you want to say. I just want to know what you want to do. God, would you do what you want to do? God, would you speak to me in your presence what you want to say? Lord, set my timeline down. I'm not going to rush, Lord. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to make another phone call. I'm not going to write another list. I'm not going to circle this and shout the walls down again. I'm just going to say, I'm going to get in your presence and just say, God, here it is. Lord, now I'm just going to be silent before you, waiting on you. And you watch God begin to give. You watch him begin to give. That expectation. God loves an expectation of faith. He loves to give. He loves to watch you go, hey, God, I actually believe you're good. God's like, that's awesome. God's not like, oh, I can't believe you think I'm good. No, his word says he is good. That he loves to bless. We serve a generous God who loves. He gave his own son for us. How much more will he give us all things for life and godliness? That God loves you so much. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians that Paul writes that he prays for the Ephesian church that their eyes would be opened to how much God loves them. Their eyes would be open to how much God cares about them. That Paul would have to pray that for the church. What's that tell you? That at times we can be blind to the fact that God really cares about us. And so sometimes it takes us getting in his presence and saying, God, I'm just going to be with you. I'm just going to wait on you. And I'm going to set down everything, God, to hear from you. But you know what God's going to speak to you in that moment? He's going to speak his care, his kindness, his provision, his love for you. And you're going to begin to receive from him. That's a wonderful grace from the Lord. So I just want to encourage you tonight. We're going to ask the musicians to come. Maybe you're walking through a situation that you're like, man, it's super challenging to not be anxious about this. It's super challenging not to want my will to happen, because with all my heart, that looks like the best thing for me. And it's super challenging to lay that down before the Lord. I want to encourage you to wait on God and to say, God, I'm going to lay it down. I'm just going to be in your presence. And God, I'm going to give it to you. And there is almost a cycle of I call to the Lord, I cry out to God, and then I wait on him. I call to the Lord, I cry out to God, and then I wait on him. But once you've called out to God and you've really made your request known for God, make sure you take that time to wait. Because he may give you the answer right there. Then call out to him again and then wait. But as you do that, you'll receive from the Lord. God wants you to receive from him. God has things for you. He wants to pour his presence in your life. You know, the Bible says those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Some of you need a fresh strength tonight. Some of you need just the strength to get out of bed in the morning tomorrow and go again and to have that, the life that God would want you to have, to walk in that joy that he'd want you to walk in and to not be burdened down by the anxieties that you're walking through. Wait on him. God loves you. He wants to give. But we have to say, God, I know you're good, and I want what you have for me, so I'm willing to take time and wait on you and watch how God blesses you, watch how you receive.